This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. According to this week's state crop report, the average temp was about 71 degrees, and that was around 4 degrees above normal. Precip averaged about 1 inch, and that was about 1/10 of an inch above normal. There were 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on September 18th. Topsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 2% short, 79% adequate, and 18% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 2% short, 83% adequate, and 14% surplus. Corn dented was at 95% compared to 99% last year, and corn mature increased to 63% compared to 62% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest was at 9% complete compared to 14% for the 5-year average, and corn condition was 1% very poor, 2% poor, 12% fair, 60% good, and 25% excellent. Soybeans coloring had jumped to 70% compared to 75% last year at this time, and soybeans dropping leaves were at 31% compared to 48% last year. Soybean condition was 2% very poor, 3% poor, 15% fair, 59% good, and 21% excellent. In other news, initiatives by the U.S. Department of Agriculture seek to combat the rural opioid epidemic. Announced Monday, two programs by USDA were formed to strengthen outreach and education resources at the local level to combat the epidemic. USDA says opioid addiction, including heroin and prescription drug misuse, is a fast-growing problem that played a role in more than 28,000 deaths in 2014. The opioid crisis disproportionately affects rural communities, according to the USDA, due to the lack of outreach and treatment resources available in remote areas. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's clear that rural communities need the USDA's help. Vilsack says he's directed local USDA teams to step up and expand resources and programs to battle the epidemic. The announcement coincides with President Barack Obama's designated Prescription Opioid and Heroin Epidemic Awareness Week that runs September 18th through the 23rd. And we'll be back with more farm news after these messages. The Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association is hosting anhydrous ammonia safety schools throughout the state during National Farm Safety and Health Week. Training is mandatory once every 3 years by state and federal law, and president of the association, Gene Payne, says it's not too late to sign up for the class that's happening Thursday in Springfield. Gene, it's National Farm Safety and Health Week, and what better a week than to have some anhydrous ammonia safety schools happening?
Yeah, Katie, it really is. I mean, people may not realize it, but anhydrous ammonia, which is a form of nitrogen fertilizer, so when people see the white nurse tanks out in the field in the fall and the spring, that is nitrogen going down in the form of anhydrous, and it makes up more than 60% of all the nitrogen applied in Illinois agriculture.
Well, definitely really impressive that those account for 60% or more, and I want to talk about these safety schools because when you're applying that, definitely some important safety measures that everyone needs to be aware of and have proper training, and these schools are happening throughout Illinois, but one close to our listeners is actually in Springfield.
Yeah, that's on Thursday this week, September 22nd. These classes start at 8:30 in the morning. They just run till noon. We're having it at Poe's Catering on Andrew Road, just outside of Springfield, kind of closer to Sherman. That's a new location for us. Springfield's always one of our biggest classes because Central Illinois, of course, is one of the areas of the state where anhydrous ammonia is a very good fertilizer for corn. And so we have a long tradition of hosting these schools with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. So IF, the Fertilizer and Chemical Association, who I work for, and Department of Ag jointly put on these meetings, and anyone who attends these classes really gets an overview of everything about ammonia, and it is focused on, you know, storing the product safely, transferring it to the nurse tanks, taking it down the highway, what do you do if you have an incident, what is the right safety equipment to wear, who do you call if you have a problem, and then also we focus on what happens at the retail facility or the farmers who have their own ammonia storage tanks. How do you keep your storage system and your pumping and your risers and everything at the facility safe year-round as well. So it's a very comprehensive training course, and in our industry, it's required once every 3 years. Anyone who handles ammonia as part of their job has to be certified in order to, you know, to be legal with the state of Illinois to be around this product, and we've been doing these classes for about 30 years now.
And are these something that you hold annually then?
We actually do a fall. So this is in preparation for the upcoming fall fertilizer season, so people can get certified ahead of that. And then we'll also do them in February ahead of the spring season. And sometimes if we have a, we do some special ones for the ethanol plants. People may not realize it, but our ethanol plants in Illinois handle anhydrous ammonia as part of the ethanol production process. So we do some courses for them, and we'll do courses kind of at on a request basis for fire departments.
And let's talk about getting registered for these classes. I believe we're past the pre-registration, but still open to anyone, really.
Yes. So all you need to do, if you're interested in coming to the class in Springfield, which is Thursday, September 22nd, we also have one in Charleston on Friday and one in Bloomington again in October, you can just call our office at 309-827-2774 or go to ifca.com. That's the website for the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. You can find the information on there, and we're happy to get you registered, or you can walk in. We would take walk-ins as well, so 8:30 a.m. at Post Catering on Andrew Road if you're interested.
And any sort of fee that goes along with registration?
We do. We do charge $65. It includes your certification. It includes a continental breakfast and lunch. And if you've ever eaten at Post Catering, well, that won't disappoint. And so we do take care of you while you're at the class. So the $65 covers your training, and you won't leave hungry. You won't leave hungry.
Well, great. And this is something that is required. So if you're needing to get this done, a good opportunity.
And we welcome farmers, Katie, even farmers who apply their own ammonia who don't own a storage facility but want to come and learn how to really, truly handle this product safely and also learn about what kind of incidents happen in the field and how do we learn from those. Those are very interesting. And so walk-ins are welcome. If you just want to check out the course, even if you're not required to attend, we welcome everyone to this safety endeavor.
Well, great. Sounds like a great opportunity to learn some new information or maybe a good refresher. And I want to ask you, you might not know this off the top of your head, but you may very well. How many incidents occur each year or maybe a roundabout number with anhydrous ammonia and maybe an example of what those incidents are?
Sure. We have around 10 to 15 a year. A lot of them, Katie, occur in the field of application or during transportation of the nurse tanks to the field. So there is a lot that needs to be done when you're hooking up a nurse tank to the toolbar to make sure those hoses and those the equipment that is meant to design to protect breakaways, if there happens to be a nurse tank tip over or go through a waterway crooked, there's safety equipment on those toolbars that they have to be maintained, and we go over that because those are the most common incidents. A, people driving nurse tanks too fast down the roadway and they get out of control and maybe flip over. And then in the field of application are our most common incidents. And they can easily be prevented with just a little bit of care and attention, especially to good equipment operation and maintenance of that equipment. So we focus on that a lot at the classes.
And any advice for those that may be hearing this? They don't haul them. They're not involved in agriculture, but they're a fellow driver on the road.
Right. So when you see the anhydrous ammonia nurse tanks, these are very well-maintained tanks. They're constructed to hold ammonia, but like anything, you know, care should be taken. They are placarded as a hazardous material. You'll see the word inhalation hazard on there. And so if you would ever be around ammonia and you see a white cloud, it vaporizes as soon as it hits the atmosphere. It is 100% nitrogen, but you need to keep a safe distance from any ammonia type of incident. And the first thing we always do is if you see an ammonia incident occur, is to call 911 and get the emergency responders out there. We do a lot of work with the Fire Services Institute and emergency responders so they too can be safe and help us keep the public safe if we have a rare incident with an anhydrous ammonia accident.
Well, Jean, it's been great visiting with you. And if you would, just remind us again the start time and information for the class Thursday.
Okay. Thursday at Post Catering. Registration begins at 8:30. We'll start the class instruction at 9 o'clock. The address is 295 East Andrew Road, or you can go to ifca.com for the information. Call our office and if you'd like to register ahead of time.
Gene Payne, president of the Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.